Right, two mediums taking part in a scientific study have failed to demonstrate they have psychic powers. The test was carried out by researchers at Goldsmiths University of London. The mediums were asked to use psychic abilities to deduce facts about five complete strangers. They weren't allowed to see them, speak to them or communicate with them in any way, except psychically, obviously. Patricia Putt was one of the mediums who took part in the study. Hello, Patricia.
Hiya.
While Michael Marshall is here, Vice President of the Merseyside Skeptics Society, who helped devise the test. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Tony. Hi.
Michael, first of all, just briefly explain the test, how it worked and what you were trying to prove or disprove.
Sure. So we had two psychics taking part. We had a sitter who was sat behind a screen who wasn't saying anything. So our psychics couldn't get any information from them other than using their psychic abilities. We actually had five sitters take part throughout the day. And our psychics were just asked to write a few notes around what they got from the person, just in a way that the sitter could then identify themselves from the notes. We then gave all five sets of notes to one of our sitters and had them pick out their own response. And what we needed was for all five of our sitters to be able to identify themselves from the notes, and that would have been a pass. As it happens, we didn't get that. Neither of our psychics managed more than one hit out of the five readings.
Right. So what does that tell you?
All it tells us, really, is that the psychics that we tested didn't show themselves to have psychic abilities on the day. I mean, our test doesn't disprove psychic ability, but what it does do is add to the weight of evidence to suggest that where there is these claims of psychic ability, there just isn't, you know, evidence to back that up.
Patricia, was that you laughing?
Yeah, I'm afraid it was.
What set you off?
Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Pat. Hi. Nice to speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you as well. I'm sorry, I just find it highly hysterical. I was born with the gift. I've been using it since I was about 4 years old. The fact that we didn't come up with anything written is actually not a surprise, because everything that we do is done verbally. I have somebody sitting in front of me, I talk to them, and...
But that's Patricia, the cynics would say that's so you can pick their brain.
No.
I'm getting the name
I'll tell
John.
You what, if I could read people's brains, or their minds, I should say, there'd be a lot of people walking around with broken arms and legs.
No, but can you not... A skilled practitioner can possibly manipulate people,
no.
Patricia.
Never manipulated or lied in my work, ever.
Do you believe there are some psychics who do that, though?
I'm afraid I have to say yes.
Hmm. I'm inclined to agree, although it is worth pointing out that before we set about the test, we did agree with both Patricia and with Kim that the test was a fair test of their abilities. I know, Patricia, you signed something to say that this is actually something you'd be able to do. And you seemed happy throughout. I mean, obviously, we left it all on very good terms, and I definitely enjoyed the day spending.
Yeah,
Michael,
I've never been to a psychic, but I've seen them operate, probably on television or whatever.
Oh,
but
don't use that word, operate, please.
Well, perform, what's the word? What's the word, Patricia?
We work.
Well, all right.
We don't
okay.
operate.
All right. But, Michael, surely what you were asking here was for evidence of mind reading, which is slightly different, I would imagine.
No, not at all. I mean, we had a screen. It wasn't so wide a screen that if there were spirits in the room, they wouldn't be able to move around those. I mean, what we theorised and what we discussed with both Pat and Kim was that all we were trying to do was take away the visual link between the psychic and the sitter and the spoken link. But obviously, Pat, I know when you did your readings, you were still getting readings from people there. You were still picking out spirits in the room. And also Kim, who was more interested in tuning into the person's energy, still said she was very confident that she'd been able to get in touch with the person's energy on the other side of the screen. So all we were really taking out was anything that someone like Derren Brown could have used to fool us, essentially.
Yeah.
We were very happy that neither Pat nor Kim were trying to fool us. Obviously, but there are some psychics out there, and Pat has already touched on it, that that would try to use techniques that we know mentalists and magicians, and we could use the word cheats, could use to fool us. So we were taking that out of the equation and saying, is there any genuine psychic ability here? And when we looked at the evidence, in the occasions that we tested it, it seemed like there was nothing there.
Just to very briefly, Michael, if Patricia admits that there are some charlatans out there, do you admit that there are some genuine psychics out there?
Well, I think the difference on the position is it's very easy to show that there are charlatans out there. I mean, people have been caught in the past actively cheating.
But are there genuine psychics out there, Michael?
Well, we just need some evidence. You know, I'm perfectly open to the idea that they're a genuine psychic, but that's why we run this test, to see if there's any evidence.
Right, hard evidence. But, Michael, you don't need me to tell you, and Patricia, you can back this up. And I'm sure we'll hear from them tonight, and I'd love them to call us, 0500 909 693. There are thousands of people, Patricia, rightly or wrongly, who get a lot of comfort from visiting psychics.
Yeah, there are. I mean, the thing is, Richard, Chris, Michael, I completely respect their views.
Who are they?
Richard Wiseman, Chris French.
Professor Chris French, who run the test. Right. Okay.
I thought you were expecting me to be psychic then. I'm thinking, who have I met these people? Who are they?
Sorry, I fully respect their views.
Right.
But the thing is, doing the written test, it's one thing. But what Michael and the other two and all that, they need to see us do a proper job, which is a proper reading. I mean, last night I visited a house with five people I've never seen before. I might see them again, but I don't know. And information that I give them is just unbelievable, because one of the girls kept saying, I can't believe you said that. Mm. How do you know that? Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, I can only tell people that because there's somebody in the room with us.
Patricia, you probably can't tell us what you were telling that girl, but what do you specialise in? Do you tell people about their past to prove what you're doing, or do you tell people about their future, or a bit of both?
My main job really is to give proof of life, that life doesn't end in a brown box with a lid and 6 feet of earth.
Right. So you contact the dead?
I don't contact them, they contact me.
Okay, they speak through you.
I think you say proof of life, and I think that's proof is absolutely the key word, and to be honest, that's all we're looking for, and that's why we appreciate, you know, Pat and Kim taking the time to be involved in our test, because there are many, many psychics out there who'd never take part in the test, and that
Michael,
might
have you
be
ever,
because...
Michael, have you ever allowed a psychic to operate on you,
I've had many readings.
Any of them accurate?
Not particularly. What I tend to find is I've had readings that range from your £3 palm reading on the Blackpool seafront, all the way up to a group psychic reading from a more established tour, someone like Sally Morgan or that kind of thing. And I would never say there was anything that struck me as more accurate than guesswork.
Well, Michael, thanks for coming on. Patricia, you've got 20 seconds. Have you got anything about anybody in this studio? Has anything come through the wires?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh. Okay.
I could
what
like
a lifeless
you,
bunch we are. Patricia, listen, thanks very much for coming on the programme.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, Michael. Do let us know if you visited a psychic and it turned out well or it turned out badly. 0500 909 693.